voter dissonance and willful disbelief. Here's how this dynamic tends to work. 1. Literal versus figurative interpretation. Many Trump supporters heard his extreme rhetoric about punishing enemies, silencing media critics, or ignoring norms but assumed it was hyperbole. They liked the attitude, not the action. Example: when Trump said he would lock her up, Hillary Clinton, many assumed it was just campaign bluster, not an actual policy intent. 2. Wishful filtering supporters often filtered Trump's agenda through their own values, believing he'd do the good things they liked: tax cuts, deregulation, strong border, but not follow through on the more destructive promises or would be restrained by institutions. He won't really try to overturn an election, some believed until he did. 3. MAGA identity over policy. For some, the Trump vote was a cultural statement, not a policy choice. It was about fighting elites, wokeness, or the swamp. That identity sometimes blinds people to the real consequences of electing someone who actually meant what he said. 4. Post hoc regret. Now that many of Trump's actions are playing out in ways that damage democratic norms or reveal disregard for the rule of law, some voters are facing cognitive dissonance. I didn't vote for this. But in many cases they did. He telegraphed much of it. 5. The entertainer effect. Many treated Trump like a TV character. His bombast was entertaining, not threatening until it wasn't. These are things Trump said and either you thought was bluster, or with some of them, your sentiments as well. For those who are a bit older than I, Trump should have been on the Art Linkletter show. Kids say the darndest things, thanks Dad. So here frequently criticized words, phrases used by Trump, regarding opponents or critics: Crooked Hillary, referring to Hillary Clinton; Sleepy Joe, referring to President Biden; Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff; Crazy Nancy, Nancy Pelosi; Low IQ, used toward various women and critics, including Maxine Waters; Horseface, Stormy Daniels; Lion Ted, Little Marco; Ron DeSanctimonious, rival Republicans; racially or culturally insensitive; Shithole Countries, reportedly used to describe African nations and Haiti; Kung Flu, China Virus, referring to COVID-19, Bad Hombres, about undocumented immigrants. Go back to 4 Congresswomen of color. They're not sending their best, referring to Mexican immigrants. Violent or aggressive language. Knock the crap out of them, about protesters. I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody. Second Amendment people, interpreted by some as a veiled threat. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. Tweet during 2020 protests, undermining institutions. Fake news, used widely against media outlets. Enemy of the people, about journalists. Rigged election, stop the steal. Deep state, witch hunt. Degrading language toward women. Grab 'em by the pussy, access Hollywood tape. Blood coming out of her wherever, referring to Megyn Kelly. Nasty woman, about Hillary Clinton. These phrases have become a hallmark of Trump's unfiltered communication style. Just makes you proud that he represents the best the United States has to offer.